Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with the Bryant Park Project. I'm Allison Stewart, along with John Fugelsang. And John, you got to see our morning editorial meeting where people come with the strangest, oddest tidbits from various parts of the news media universe.
I was very impressed, yes, because we're beginning the show with such important topics as the omnibus bill and the war on drugs, and it's nice to know that here at the Bryant Park Project, you've got something for each hemisphere of your brain.
It's true. It's something we call the ramble. Okay, I don't know how you feel about this subject of people being able to use their cell phones on public transportation, but people in Boston might want to get used to it. Boston's T-Subway system, well, you can now use your cell phones in tunnels, and everybody else around you gets to hear, I'm all, and she's all, and then they're all. A company called Insight Wireless built the underground network, and they're paying Boston's public transit, MBTA, $4 million over 15 years for the right to charge cell phone providers to use their system. Three biggies signed on, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. Now, apparently, the MBTA says that they will push for courteous use of cells underground with ads with slogans like, peace and quiet. It has a nice ring to it. We are so sure that's going to stop people.
That's a deterrent right there.
Right there. Other cities, they have this service. DC's Metro has had it for about 10 years, but only for Verizon customers. BART, that's Bay Area Rapid Transport out in San Francisco, has limited service now. And in New York, thankfully, the Transit Authority doesn't want to bring service to the tunnels, they say, because installation would disrupt trains. I think it's because something else would be disruptive.
Yeah, violence will be prevented.
Exactly.
Well, George W. Bush and Hillary Clinton are the most admired man and woman in America. Did you know this, Allison?
Strange bedfellows.
For the sixth year in a row, and they've edged out Bill Clinton and Oprah in a USA Today Gallup poll. Again, it's 6 years in a row these two have won as the most admired man and woman. Bush just kind of squeaked by this time. Only 10% of those polled picked him, the lowest margin since he became president. But the sitting commander-in-chief has won the title of most admired man every year since 1981.
Oh, that was a slam dunk then.
Yeah, kinda. As soon as Reagan took office, it became trendy again. Clinton got 18% of the admiration, just above Angelina Jolie, Laura Bush, and our favorite video blogger, Queen Elizabeth II.
This is a really interesting and controversial story. From the UK, the Alzheimer's Society, which is a charity, is going to back a proposal that suggests using a GPS, essentially, electronic tagging on patients who have suffer from Alzheimer's. As many people know, Alzheimer's patients often, they wander. They like to go outside, and obviously it causes a lot of pain and frustration and fear for their families, not to mention their own safety. Now, advocates of this GPS tagging says it would give them freedom to move about. It would relieve caregivers of their worries. But obviously this is a fine line. The chief of the Alzheimer's Society, Neil Hunt, said there's a careful balance to strike between empowering people and restricting their movement, and this technology can never be used as an alternative for high-quality dementia care. People on the other side of the debate say this is really just about the caregivers and it's a convenience. So there's a little bit of debate about that.
Yeah, it's the fine line between safety and personal dignity.
Yeah, we may have to put that up on our blog and see what people think about it.
Well, here's a story a bit lighter, and it's about pirates.
Arrgh.
But not the fun kind that say arg. But it is kind of interesting. In a landmark ruling by the World Trade Organization, the Caribbean nation of Antigua and Barbuda have won the right to violate U.S. copyrights on DVDs, CDs, and software. How did they get this right, you might ask? Well, it's kind of funny. Antigua had sought damages of $3.4 billion a year when the U.S. wrongly blocked online gambling operators from the island nation. So the WTO ruled in favor of Antigua, but said $3.4 billion, a bit too much, and instead said, you know what, go ahead and bootleg all you want. You now have the right to break intellectual property laws. There is one catch, though, Allison, before you get excited
yes.
about running off your bootlegs. While Antigua is now free to distribute American movies and music, they're only allowed to make $21 million a year doing it.
Okay, I want to see who's in that meeting at the WTO. how did this go down? Three men in Vermont, they stole bronze sculptures valued at about $1 million. We only got about $4,000 for them because they weren't trying to pawn them off in the art market. They wanted them for the materials they were made of. They wanted them for the copper to sell as scrap metal. A scrapyard owner He actually saw the photo of the sculptures in the paper. He phoned it. He said, hey, you know, these guys are trying to pawn off these sculptures. They're bronze. The copper and the bronze. And copper theft is such a big issue right now. Telephone wires, old TVs, air conditioners. You heard about games in Texas. We did a story about it, a football game that had to be canceled because they stole the copper wire out of the lighting.
Sopranos explained it thoroughly.
There he The sculptures, though, apparently were from a pretty well-known artist. The artist's pieces have appeared at the MoMA and the Gallery Shimada in Japan. So they were melting down.
They're stripping
some pretty
art.
High art. Hey, you know what? That does it for The Ramble. You can find these stories and a whole lot more on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park.